RadioInfluence.com.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Dark to Light podcast with
Frankie Val on the drums and
Beans. Okay, Friday's show, Frank.
Yes.
It has, I love when you do that. Yes. It has gone viral.
It should.
Yes, and people are listening to it all.
And they have to listen again after they listen to it.
Agreed.
Absolutely. It's very important.
And just this morning, do you know what happened?
What?
Matt DiPerno sent me over a tweet he made with the report from this guy that they made as a filing. So the what we were talking about on Friday, the testing that he did, is now in an 18-page report with print screens and everything. Like, you know, of everything. I will send over to the show notes for everyone to read, along with the complaint he was talking about.
Tremendous.
Yeah. And
no, yeah, I knew that it would do well. And I mean, there's no reason not to, because between for this to be coinciding with what is happening in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to have both of these things here, because those are two of six states that meant everything.
Yeah. And there's Peters and Patters that Wisconsin is coming next, and Pennsylvania apparently as well.
Pennsylvania, Tracy, I've told this story many times, and I know it's anecdotal, but it's everything there. And I know people, quite a few friends now out there in Pennsylvania, who are telling me all in the lead up. Once again, you want to see what the eye picks up and what your gut tells you. There was no Joe Biden presence in Pennsylvania. Nowhere. They came out and they voted. They got out the vote in Pennsylvania to such a degree. It was overwhelmingly Trump. I remember knowing deep in my bones, it's something I really hope. We were saying it on the lead up. Donald Trump's real opponent in this race was voter fraud. Was he going to be able to completely overpower what is going to be launched against him? And obviously, we know this was such a multi-layered operation that they were always going to find a way to get 10,000 more votes than Donald Trump, no matter what. And when it came to Pennsylvania, it was about 2 weeks before the election. I went to one of those impromptu Trump rallies. That's in right. Rye, New York.
Yep.
And I got that text message. I knew. I said, I know it's just one text message, but this was everything I needed. I am a New York resident my entire life. My wife, before moving to New York with me, was a Connecticut resident her entire life. I get a text message to my phone from a moveon.org or a change.org representative. I get a text to my cell thinking that it's Lauren talking about how they need her help to defeat Donald Trump in Pennsylvania. Nothing made sense.
Yeah.
You're looking for my wife on my phone. None of us have anything to do with Pennsylvania, and you're trying to get rid of Donald Trump. But Pennsylvania needs to be turned inside and out, and this thing, it's going to just poof.
It's going to poof. And the interesting thing about that is, you remember on election night, Pennsylvania was up by a million votes. Almost. It was like 900,000 votes.
Yep.
President Trump was up in Pennsylvania, and within 3 days, they were all gone, and he had a deficit of 40,000 or 50,000.
Right there. Perfect timing, too. They knew that they needed 3 days. That's thank you, John Roberts.
Yeah, seriously. Seriously.
They knew they needed exactly 3 days, and they got it.
Freaking ridiculous. And so Pennsylvania, as per Mike Lindell, who says he now has the Dominion machines. I don't know what that means exactly, but he is so confident, Frank. He is so confident. And Patrick Byrne is as well. I don't know if you're paying attention to any of those Telegram rooms, but he's, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just watching that with wonderment and praying.
It comes back to the same exact thing over and over again. We have the numbers. We are the majority.
Yep.
They have kept us from that validation only through their media projections. That if the only thing that we should ever really hope for in this scenario is that the right people on the ground, get the validation they need to go out there, make the changes they need locally. Because we're not going to get anything from the federal judicial system or anything like that. This is for the movers and shakers on the state level. The only place where it matters, and I think people are starting to understand that more and more, it's wonderful to see, because if there's anywhere to extract some hope, it's here.
And, you know, that's what a lot of people were saying over the weekend. I was watching like rumbling where people were saying, oh, you know, what are they going to do if they find criminality in Arizona? It's not like they can refer it to the justice system.
Right.
Or the DOJ. Like, what is the DOJ going to do? They're going to go after the people that referred it. Because there is no justice system here in the state anymore. Or in the states, I should say.
Yeah.
It's crazy what we're dealing with. But what do they say about the truth? What is the title of our podcast? Dark to Light. There's a reason for that. And it has nothing to do with an ambiguous letter of the alphabet, because it was named before that saying became a thing. I picked this podcast name and you agreed to it, Frank, because it's what we do here. Yep. All that is in the dark will be brought to light.
And the truth has a certain ring to it. It just does. The truth has a certain ring to it. There's no ring to the bell when you say, when you assert that this bumbling, deflated balloon of a man that is pretending to be president right now was put there by such popular demand, of the likes of which we have never seen in American or world history before. There is nothing. That is a cracked baseball bat right there. There's a certain vibration that just does not feel right on the hands. This is the truth's got a certain ring to it.
Yeah.
This doesn't.
Yeah, it does. It does. And it's happening anyway. There are people who are standing strong in the face of serious adversity, something that we've needed and wanted for a really long time. Working on, Frank, getting Dr. Kelly Ward, chairperson of the Arizona GOP, on the show.
Nice.
Yeah, she'll likely join us. I'm just going through some details with scheduling right now. But it's something. It really is something. And by the way, real quick, before we move on, if you're in the South Carolina, North Carolina, even Virginia, Tennessee-ish area, there's an event here in Greenville, South Carolina, called Rock the Red, that is going on the weekend of June 4th and 5th and 6th, I believe. Let me just check the calendar real quick. Yes, 4th, 5th and 6th. And I'm speaking there, and General Flynn will be speaking there, and we'll have the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina speaking there. Tom Holman, remember the guy that took on AOC at the immigration hearing?
I don't remember.
Hold on, I'm going to find the clip. I'm going to find it right now.
This is recently?
It was during the Trump administration.
Oh, okay.
He was hold on 1 second. I'm going to find it. He was the guy that, I might have his name wrong. If I have his name wrong, I'm an idiot. But, you know, I guess we all knew that, didn't we? Our vision, or let me pause it real quick. So Tom Holman was the former director of ICE under the Trump administration. And he had this interaction with AOC during a hearing about immigration.
Colleague from Maryland, Mr. Raskin, asked the panel how many people here believe that child separation is an effective policy in deterrence. And no one on the panel raised their hand. I just wanted to note that for the record, Mr. Chair. I wanted to ask a question, Professor Mukherjee. Yep. Is the United States violated human rights agreements set by the United Nations? Members of the United Nations.
I'm just going to fast forward until when he attacks her.
But with the DOJ.
She goes on and on talking and talking and talking. Here we go.
So you all amenable adults, including those presenting with a family unit. Mr. Holman, your name is on this. Is this correct?
Yes, I signed the memo.
So you are the author of the family separation policy?
I am not the author of this memo.
You're not the author, but you signed the memo.
Yes, a zero tolerance memo.
So you provided the official recommendation to Secretary Nielsen on families, for the United States to pursue family separation.
I gave Secretary Nielsen numerous recommendations on how to secure the border and save lives.
But it says here that you gave her numerous options, but the recommendation was option 3, family separation.
What I'm saying, this is not the only paper where we've given the Secretary numerous options to secure the border and save lives.
And so the recommendation, of the many that you recommended family separation.
I recommended zero tolerance.
Which includes family separation.
The same as is with every U.S. citizen parent gets arrested when they're with a child.
Zero tolerance was interpreted as the policy that separated children from their
If parents. I get arrested for DUI and I have a young child in a car, I'm going to be separated. When I was a police officer in New York and I arrested a father for domestic violence, I separated that
Mr. Holman, with all due respect, legal asylees are not charged with any crime.
Oh.
When you're in the country.
Wow. Did you hear the tone?
Yeah.
Wow, not crime. They're not with a charge me crime. Oh, wow. The weight. You've brought such weight to this conversation, you bird brain twat.
Just wait. It gets better.
Oh, I remember this.
Asylum is legal.
If you want to seek asylum, go through the port of entry, do it the legal way.
Yes.
The Attorney General of the United States has made that clear.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. well, since you keep, you see, you keep closing all the doors on me, and I have nowhere else to go but to just, I guess, find more words to say. Fine, Mr. Holman, we'll play your game. I'll find more words.
Here's where it gets really good.
The memo is submitted to the record for review. Inspector General Costello, one last thing. Is there a
God, try. Where do I start? I'm so above you in intellect.
she thinks she's Matlock over here.
She's got her stack of papers.
According to my documents, my extensive research.
Reports throughout the year, and in our hearing earlier this year, we spoke with Ms. Juarez, a mother who lost her child due to inhumane conditions in the facilities. We learned that there is no accurate record and no policy being held of people who are pregnant and people who endure miscarriages. Is there a record of who enters and leaves these facilities?
Hold on.
Do you believe
that? That wasn't it. There was more. This didn't get where he yells at her about being an American citizen.
Mystery.
Come on. Jayapal, that little smug little look. I got to find it. It's got to be here somewhere.
And it's...
No memo.
So you recommended,
And I have a young child in it.
He screams at her.
I remember it.
Oh, here. It was Jayapal, that's why.
Some people need attention. You want to know why we have 1 million illegal entries in the United States? You want to know I have these issues? Because you have failed to secure the border.
Oh, this is where she goes, Mr. Holman.
Yes. Here.
This president to close the 3 loopholes we've asked for 2 years to close. So if you want to know why this issue exists, you need to look in the mirror. You have failed American people who are not securing the border and closing the loopholes.
Mr. Holman, please respect the chair and the authority of the chair. The time of the gentleman has expired.
I've asked you politely to let me go beyond my time, and you let other people go beyond their time, but not to Tom Holman. He don't get me go beyond his time.
Mr. Holman, we have agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats with the ranking member. We increased the time of one member of Congress who was interrupted by a protest. That is done with the approval of the rank.
You work for me.
Here we go.
Please respect the chair's authority.
I respect the chair's authority, but the chair...
Mr. Holman!
You work for me. I'm a taxpayer. Okay. I'm a taxpayer. You work for me.
Gremlin. Gremlin with a gavel. A gremlin with a gavel.
Mr. Holman! How dare you!
She sounds like what's her name from the... From A League of Their Own. Mr. Dugan!
Yes!
Mr. Dugan! I loved you in The Wizard of Oz.
Anyway, Tom Holman will be there. We went through all that. Sorry, guys. But he's awesome, and I can't wait to meet him.
So happy we got to relive that.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Ugh. God.
Yeah.
With everything going on right now, it's almost like a vacation to go back to that.
I know. And then
What was that, 2018,
19? Yeah, and going back to that and knowing what the border's like right now with these people in detention centers.
Oh, forget the border. I just to think that whenever the hell that was news, I was able to collect the clips, get it ready for the show that night, leave the house and go to a coffee house to grab a drink without a f-ing mask across my face. I curse twice. I have a little bit of a headache right now, so I'm ornery.
I'm sorry about your headache, Frank. That really stinks.
Just get the F-bombs out of there for the children.
Have you been hanging around a vaccinated person?
Everybody around us is vaccinated. There's no way that we can get, if this is really where we're going, because, and I'll tell you something else here, Tracy. I have a collection of things here that I have been sitting on that are really my mind. I've been completely set. You know, I've been set on it here. I have a lot of things from going back to I have Pfizer that pretty much proves that it's a self-spreading vaccine. Even if you go back to, let me see here. What is this? Saturday, September 26th of 2020 from the Express. Coronavirus cure. Scientists plan bizarre self-spreading vaccine to fight the pandemic. Here's from newscientist.com, August 19th, 2020. We now have the technology to develop vaccines that spread themselves. What's the other thing? And then, of course, this the Pfizer things over here. I have another study from Pfizer. And then another one that's hosted at the NIH, self-disseminating vaccines for emerging infectious diseases. That is from November 2nd, 2015. So this stuff is already, all this has been coming together for me lately. And I realize that no matter what, we are just going to be held as the scapegoats for things that go wrong one way or another. And it's, what do we do? What do we do? And ultimately, they've created the greatest weapon of all is, are you really going to say goodbye to your family forever and lock yourselves away and never see your parents and hug them again and all that shit because they may be carrying something and spreading something that is not being disclosed?
Again, it's projection. Again, everything they do is projection. The virus was that thing originally. Now it's the vaccine.
I know. And you can say, well, you're just speculating, Frank. Yeah, I may be speculating, but I'm speculating on things that have been published as far back as 2015 now. And they haven't been forthright about anything from the testing to everything. The way that they're quarantining people still over here in like the tri-state area. In schools and stuff, no sense whatsoever.
You know the crazy thing about all this? I got a text message from someone I used to work with in New York who just texts me once a year, basically on Mother's Day. And he said, hey, happy Mother's Day. Enjoy and be safe. You know, I said, I hope you guys are hanging in there and miss you. He says, yep, we're good. And yes, everyone's vaccinated. Hope you're doing well. I'm like,
Tracy, over the weekend, visiting everybody that I was visiting, I can't tell you how many times Lauren just looked over at me to see if I was all right. Just because everybody is so out of touch. Even people who think I have had family members over the weekend, all they were talking about was COVID. All they were talking about was their vaccinations. Oh, well, you can do this, that. Even the ones who thought it was all bullshit got vaccinated.
I know, it's crazy.
I didn't jump in. I sat there and I just let it all wash over me and realized I just don't know. Where are we?
I said to him, I said, oh, my gosh, New York is so different. And he said, yeah, but slowly and surely it'll come back the way it was. A city that never sleeps, they say. How is it by you? I said, it's completely normal. We never had the ridiculous shutdowns. We shut down for a bit. We've been 100% open for a long while now. We're not going to get the vaccine. It's just so different there. You guys are hammered with it 24/7.
No, you have no clue what it was like for me yesterday. sitting around listening to that stuff.
It was truly bad. I can only imagine. It's horrible. And, you know, even when Will went up to visit his parents who still live up there, he said that he put on the television, you know, whatever, watching whatever he's watching. And it was every 5 seconds, like every 5 seconds on the TV. COVID, 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 COVID.
It's all.
Even he, knowing what he knows, started to get worried about it.
Well, that's the whole thing. It's you can go on into your skepticisms and you know that you've read everything that you need to read about the PCR tests, how they were created, how they're being used now, the amplification of all the testing cycles and all that stuff. You know where the numbers came from. You know how that they are working it. But the inundation of not only the panic broadcasts on the media, but the people around you. You start, you know, oh, so-and-so tested positive for COVID. You still have that little bit of, okay, I guess I'll stay home inside of you. It's just, it's awful. And then to hear them, and I know it was going on there too, because if somebody asked me a question in the room yesterday, we went to go see some moms here and there. If somebody asked me a question in the room yesterday and I said anything that was a little bit cold or dismissive or not really taking something seriously, the first thing I have, all the people in the room, family members, people close to me, friends of family and all that stuff, who were just 2 minutes before engaged in a room-wide conversation about everything that they know. Oh, no, the vaccine is so that when you get it, it's not as bad as if you didn't have it and this and that. And they're all just so sure in what's going on and what they've signed up for and why it's a good thing, a good choice they've made. And then when somebody interjects with something that is uncomfortably unfamiliar, they start side conversations just to check out.
Yeah.
I had everybody start side conversations when I talk because it's unfamiliar and you know, I mean, I guess they don't want to be confronted with that. They actually know shit. They don't know anything. It's really uncomfortable. It's like Lauren and I were talking. What do we do? Do we leave the house anymore? Just want to stay home and watch Moonstruck over and over again.
They wanted you to in the first place.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, they've got segregation going on at Yankee and Citi Fields.
Yep. It's pretty much like you're sitting in the public stocks again.
Ridiculous.
It's like you've been arrested for public drunkenness and now you're being dried out for everybody to see to shame you a little bit more. Someone from section 413 will tell their children, you see that over there? That's the unvaccinated section. You stay away. You stay away from them. Stay away from them. It's soon we're going to get our own vaccinated and unvaccinated water fountains.
I wouldn't even be surprised. And you know what? At that point, Frank, given what we're learning, I'd be happy. Keep those freaking people away from me. The tainted.
I know, but how far? How far? I mean, it's some of these studies over here talk about not just air, but touch, like a handshake. It's really some sick stuff. And you heard George Stephanopoulos talk briefly with that Fauci idiot. What he said, he asked Fauci, where do you see us next Mother's Day? And Fauci taking the opportunity to put another year of madness on the count on the table, said he hopes we'll be almost back to normal.
If
we can get everybody vaccinated a year, maybe hopefully next May, we'll be almost back to normal if we can vaccinate every living person in the United States and the world. The impossible dream. And that's the other thing. I was asked, you want to switch on to something else real quick? I was asked over the weekend, so do you think there's going to be an outbreak, or do you think this is going to be seasonal? I said, do you understand COVID is forever and for a very specific reason. And for that very specific reason, you should know the next phase is going to be cyber. I said, go take a look at the little oil pipeline or the gas pipeline on the East Coast over the weekend that was a cyber attacked. okay, and what that's going to do. And it's all happening around the same time that everybody, liberal and conservative alike, are talking about the inflation that's being triggered in major ways, and the supply line disruption that's being triggered in major ways. This was all about helping the powers that be around the world transition from the old world that they pillaged and plundered and destroyed into the new world without actually taking any of the blame. The biological aspect of it in 2020 was the first phase. And now they've been talking about cyber pandemic. They have cyber polygon coming up in July. That's the next phase.
Well,
and they're going to start cyber attacking ourselves now, blaming it on the Russians. And that is going to be the reason why the economy ultimately collapses.
It's crazy because I'm thinking about ransomware, right? That means somebody said, send me $80 million in Bitcoin and we'll release your system. That's what ransomware is.
Right.
And that's what this pipeline attack is. And I'm saying to myself, this had to be really serious for them to shut down the way they did, the way they did. And I don't know. I'm just blown away. Like, what's going to happen? You know, what's going to happen? And it's going to trickle down the same way. Like my husband tried to treat the kids to some fast food the other day because we try to eat good now. So it's a little treat every now and again. And he tried to treat them to Bojangles. They didn't have any chicken, Frank. Bojangles. Then Chick-fil-A. No chicken.
Yeah, it's a chicken shortage. My farmer's got enough chickens, though. He told me yesterday at the farmer's market. He said, you heard about the chicken shortage? Not over here. I said, good for you, man.
Well, that's kind of where we're going for our stuff, too, because I have to eat grass-fed organic meat. I am not allowed to eat anything else. So, yeah.
It's going to be serious.
Yeah, the food shortages, the supply chain shortages, just for basic things. We've been talking about this on the podcast. Okay. Hold on. Will, something happened with the house and the plumbing.
Already?
Well, we had a bathroom upstairs that was one way, and the builder called me and said, I don't know how the original builder got this to be this way. It wasn't supposed to be. They would have had to have, like, you know, drilled through a truss to be able to keep the toilet in the place that they had it. And it makes perfect sense to me now because all we ever had were problems with leaks from that bathroom. So now I'm realizing they probably had a big plumbing mistake snafu. And that's why I always had leaks from that bathroom upstairs. So he has to, like, swap the bathroom across. And Will had no idea this was going on because he was at an appointment. And he just said, I have to go to the house. The plumber needs us. I'm like, oh, yeah, we had to switch the entire bathroom.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
By the way, the whole bathroom's flipped the opposite direction.
Well, hey, at least you've been now from scratch. You were there for all of that decision making and you won't have any problems.
Yeah, no, I mean, this stuff is going to happen. The builder was so happy. He's like, oh, thank goodness there are people like you. I mean, you could do a class for people teaching them how to, you know, be flexible when building. OK, more clips. First of all, there's a couple of them. We're going to go back and forth because I forgot to look at this message I sent myself. But I have Newt Gingrich yesterday talking about how he is absolutely positive that the votes were fraudulent on Maria Bartiromo. I have the Chinese doctor here. Oh, no, this was a Jimmy Kimmel skit. My bad. Listen to this. Here we go.
I'm a doctor, an actual medical doctor.
I've practiced medicine for 21 years.
I am a critical care nurse.
I've been a nurse for 16 years.
I spent 4 years in undergraduate school, then 4 years in medical school.
And then another 5 years as a resident in emergency medicine.
Look at all of my diplomas.
I worked a second job to put myself through nursing school.
I'm 53 now, and I won't have my student loans paid off till well after I retire.
I can name every organ in your body and tell you exactly what it does.
Did you know there are between 60 and 100,000 miles of blood vessels in the human body? I know that because I've studied human bodies.
Did you know the human body has 205 bones? Well, you're wrong. It's actually 206.
I did know that because I'm a doctor.
Did you know that eating raw ginger cures cancer? You didn't? Good, because it doesn't.
I've saved people's lives.
I've cracked open a chest and manually beat a human heart.
I even delivered some babies in the back of cars.
Do you know how many people have shown me weird skin things at parties and asked me if they were dying?
Too many.
My life is spent trying to improve and save yours.
Oh, but you read something on Facebook?
Your friend from high school who sells jewelry? She posted it?
The one who's 53 and still builds dollhouses?
You heard what? On whose podcast?
Is he a doctor? No? Scientist? No?
Can he name one of the ingredients in the vaccine?
Can he point to his Gabella?
Then tell him to shut the up. Gabella's right here, by the way.
Is that polio shot we gave your kid? And then your kid not getting polio? Well, those two things are related.
How about this? You do your job, I'll do mine.
Get the vaccine.
Get the vaccine.
Just get the vaccine. Roll the f*** up and get the vaccine.
And tell your friend on Facebook to stick to jewelry.
Brought to you by people who are smarter than we are.
Yeah, oh, and brought to you by the right kind of doctors, because there are tens of thousands of doctors who have already stepped up in one way or another, or in petition form, that went to all the same schools as these friggin' shills did, that don't have the same opinions, that have put their expertise and their training behind therapies that don't require people to give up their lives, their psychological stability, their friends. Their common sense, and definitely don't have to give up their genetics to be able to go outside again. So these are the approved shill doctors that we should all listen to. And another thing about little things like polio, you know that even the Associated Press admitted and published not too long ago that in places like Africa, the number of people who get polio from the vaccines now, it actually outnumbers those who actually catch the wild virus.
Yeah.
And then, of course, they don't talk about things like how millions of people took polio vaccines over the years that were infected with things like SV40, the simian virus that causes cancer. That's all real. And real doctors did that.
Real doctors, Frank?
Real doctors did a whoopsie and put a cancer virus into the polio vaccine. Whoops.
Whoops. That's just it's just a mistake. We know the human body.
They know it. They know it. So tell all your friends who read unapproved blogs to go F themselves.
By the way, this next one really is something. It's a little bit longer, but there's a school board meeting and this woman is like, she's manic. I don't, you're going to hear it in a second. I'm going to play this. It's 2 minutes and 20 seconds long. This woman is wearing a mask. The string for the mask is tied at the top of her head, like almost as though she was wearing a bonnet and it was the string for the bonnet. So she's like literally suffocating in this mask as she's arguing to continue mask wearing for kids in this district. And not only that, Frank, the poor guy next to her who's against the mask wearing to continue. Just listen to this here.
I do think that we should follow their request and their recommendation.
Good.
For
suffocate. Yeah.
Masking. Masking universally when you cannot.
Huh?
This is sad. Is she?
No, this is a real board member.
This is a real board member, so yeah. She's not up there like subtly trolling people.
No. You'll see. You'll see.
Maintain social distance needs to happen for our best effort to keep the children in school.
Laura, how often has the CDC been to our district?
You know what? The CDC does not visit any school district.
Exactly. That's my point. They are creating regulations.
No, you interrupted me, Paul. Country. You interrupted me. Please do not interrupt me.
Mentally,
they make recommendations for the entire country based on their knowledge and their understanding of what is best for everyone.
Yeah, this is
and they
such
don't
a
need
farce.
To visit ours.
Yeah, it just gets worse.
If this was 15 years ago, this would be SNL.
Yes,
this would be Saturday Night Live. This is so perfectly written, and the fact that it's reality just makes it kind of sad.
school district
perfectly written
to make
comment.
Recommendations for everyone. And they currently have recommendations out that with the current level of transmission in Bonneville County, that we should be in hybrid for the elementary schools and virtual for middle schools and high schools.
Oh my God.
But
is she overweight?
No, she's thin as a rail.
God.
Yeah.
But I do think that we should follow their request and their recommendation.
Someone voted her.
For.
Does she pass out?
Masking.
Is this. Yeah, you got to be fucking kidding
me. I'm sending this to you right now because I know you don't believe me that it's real, but it is. And it goes on.
I don't. Yeah, because I'll have to watch this again on my show tonight because this is insane.
Here, I just sent it to you, but here's the rest. This is almost over.
I'm done.
So you want to pick and choose?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do want to pick and choose. Because I
this
think
poor guy. This poor guy. He's...
Is he laughing? I'd be laughing.
No, he kind of is just sitting there incredulously. Every time he tries to talk, she screams, and then she yells at him when he. Oh my God, it's just so good. Here, wait.
I'm done.
So you want to pick and choose?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do want to pick and choose because I think you might have a point, Paul, that we want to pick some things that are best for our local area, but some things might be best to follow the recommendations of the doctors. And I don't think that picking and choosing is a bad thing to try and make the best decisions.
Oh, I guess that's proof that she's a discerning individual. That maybe we should pick and choose. Okay, go ahead. Pick through this and tell us what might be good on a local level and on a national level. Tell us how breathing air is different locally than it is nationally. Go ahead. Tell us how human biology and survival needs are different when you consider locality as opposed to a national situation. Go ahead.
She basically passed out in the middle of her little spiel about, you know, how important it is to wear masks.
I wish she would pass out. That would be really enjoyable to me to see her face plant on this table.
It's you'll see when you look. Just look at it while I have you. I texted it to you.
Hold on.
Request and their recommendation.
Oh, yeah. This is a feeble and very ill woman. She should be locked away. She should be in a psychiatric hospital. She should be doing finger paintings or something with the other mental patients. And the fact that she has a voice, a local voice, and this is an elected
this is
official.
Because nobody else. It's a school board member. Yes.
Yeah. Because these are the only people who actually have interest in going on out and seeking this kind of office. They everybody else who is sane just kind of. We do this thing where we just kind of want to go about our lives and not be bothered and not bother anybody. And this kind of insane busybody of a woman will put their mental illness to the test, and they will go out looking for situations like this to inject themselves into.
Oh.
Holy hell, man.
Sorry about
this
that.
This is a...
She's crazy. She's a lunatic, and I can't shut this off.
Nutty.
She's a lunatic. Anyway, so that's that. Now, I want to go to a couple of funny things. I have a couple of funny things saved up today. This is a funny clip it's like a funny TikTok that went out about Bill Gates. Here.
You heard about the conspiracy with Bill Gates?
Nah, what about Bill?
Okay, look, so we started COVID-19. We can make the vaccine and make trillions of dollars.
Nah. Sound like something he would do. With his goofy, ugly ass.
I like Bill Gates. Bill's really kind. Bill's really smart. Bill Gates is single and available now. Bill's really generous. Bill's amazing. I like Bill Gates.
He gets up.
I would kiss him on the boat.
Got the band-aid.
I would kiss him on the float. I would kiss him in the rain. I would kiss him in the dark.
Bill.
You have to see it. It's hysterical.
No. Oh, God. I don't know what's going on. And here the story is now that Melinda Gates started the divorce proceedings when she found out that Bill was still interacting with Jeffrey Epstein after they knew that he was a sex predator.
Oh, is that when it was?
That's at least part of it that's coming out.
That's
she still stuck around for a couple of years and helped him, you know, consolidate his control over American farming and take on the world. Now they need some space. There's no more room for them to grow. Very weird.
What about the fact that he was with that woman still? That was fine, of course.
Who? What?
Bill Gates had apparently some kind of an agreement with his wife that he would still be able to see this girlfriend that he had once a year.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and they go on vacation once a year or something. And
how cute.
Yeah, isn't that adorable? I have one video, too, of a doctor who's telling unvaccinated or vaccinated people that they can't come to his office. I just have to find it because it's important and I want you to listen to it. And then I have another one that's like a dad doing a press conference about his fatherhood, like he's doing a basketball or a baseball press conference or something afterward.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That one's really funny, too. There's a lot of real news going on, guys, but I still want to make you laugh, too.
It's important.
It is important. Azar, did you see some of these memes that are going around? It was only a matter of time before they got them. The Biden photo.
I love the one. I love just pretty much the entire cast of Munchkin Land. You see that one?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
They superimpose all the Munchkins around Jimmy Carter and his wife.
Yes.
And it looks like from Wizard of Oz.
Yep. I'm just scrolling through here trying to find this video. Which I had. Why does this happen to me on Mondays? You come across these things all the time. I have them saved in a certain location. And then, like, they disappear when I need them. Maybe it's in here. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
What do you think of this? I don't know if you guys would be up for it or not. But one of the things we were thinking of doing for the extravaganza in August was renting a couple of huge, massive mansions.
Mansions?
With like 20 bedrooms.
To do what?
And pools in the backyard.
Like to create like a hotel?
And have everybody come and just stay in the mansions instead of hotels because it's like thousands of dollars cheaper.
That's quite a concept.
Yeah, it's like I think $165 for the entire weekend that way. But I told everyone there are very serious security procedures that they'll have to go through before we can do it.
Well, I guess we can figure that out.
Yeah. And people have to share rooms, obviously. But like this one house that I'm looking at is like, I don't know, like almost 10,000 square feet. It's got a massive, huge pool in the backyard, an outdoor kitchen, a hot tub. It's right on the beach. Just saying.
Who knows? I don't know. I can't make these decisions. I can't decide what to have for dinner. So I wouldn't be able to make a decision like that. Impromptu on a podcast if you paid me.
Impromptu. Listen, this is how all the best decisions are made. All of them.
I make a lot of decisions without thinking.
Yeah.
Thinking ruins a lot of things.
Right. Which is probably why you have a headache right now.
Yeah.
Too much thinking. I'm really upset about this, Frank, that I can't find this video clip that I wanted. Hold on. I can't find it. I've wasted so much time trying to find this. Stephen Baker is the name of the chiropractor. He does a video where he's staring right into the camera and he says, look, I can't have the vaccinated people in my office. Oh, boy.
It's just so hard. It's just so hard to consider a way that you could actually avoid vaccinated people at this point. Yeah, and if you actually could, would you really want to say goodbye to everybody? It's almost at this point where it's screwed up where they first gave us a choice with the masks. Are you going to wear them? Are you going to put them on your face and accept them as part of your identity? Because at that point, the people who have married themselves to the masks, they're already dead.
Yeah.
They gave up a life that is never coming back. The person that they once were is gone. They're dead. In a very symbolic way, and in many ways physical too. And now, on the other hand, they're asking us to make a choice. What do you want to do? Do you want to split yourself? Do you want to permanently sever yourself from friends and family, people you love, knowing that human interaction and that those bonds are what make life worth living? Do you want to be the hermit who talks about red-pilled shit on Telegram all day and not really living a life of your own? Because real life is your family and your friends. It's not sharing articles on Telegram. And so that's why I say, it's like, what do you do?
Finch just sent us something, Frank. He said, I know you guys are recording, but you need to see this right now. A group of U.S. national security and military veterans is demanding the resignation of Biden's recently confirmed CIA chief, William Burns, following outright lies to the United States Senate over Burns' links to the Chinese Communist Party. And this letter is like, what, five pages long, signed by former Secretary of Education, former Assistant Secretary of Veterans Affairs, former Assistant Secretary of State, former Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence, former Assistant Chief of Staff, United States Air Force, former Commander Air. It's like almost it reminds me of when the left had all of their, you know, VIPs, all of their formers make, you know, demands of the government, except this time the director of the CIA is apparently working for the Chinese Communist Party, which would explain the recent advertisement.
Listen, all you need to know is Burns is the CIA director coming on out in unsolicited fashion and gave some kind of an opinion on the Derek Chauvin case and how it was a step in only a small step in taking apart racism and the history of this and that and blah, blah, blah. There is no appropriate setting for a director of Central Intelligence to be giving political commentary on a verdict passed down on a local policing issue in Minnesota. But of course, that is only half true because the civil rights nonsense that we're living through right now, the news and the media propaganda that we have to wade through every day, everything that we're dealing with is a product of Central Intelligence. So this is very much their domain now. And this is what's going on. This is all an op, all of it.
I feel like we're living in whoever is controlling things. If we were to be in a simulation, they pushed one of the levers and then said, what happens if we do this? And I swear it feels like that.
Hey, like I told you before, it feels like we're living through the left's lucid dream.
Yes.
They know that they're dreaming. They know they have control of the dream, and they know that as long as they just say it, do it, and act as if it's totally normal, they have the entire mechanism of everyday life in their control to be able to propagate that as normal and on the up and up and legitimate. They have all they have to do is say something absurd, and every last media head in the country will parrot it, and all the judges are with them. And that's just it. We're living in the left's lucid dream.
You've been listening to the Dark Floyd Podcast with
Frankie Val on the drums and
Beans. You can hear us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 2:30 Eastern Time on TuneIn, Stitcher, Apple iTunes, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and RadioInfluence.com until Wednesday.
Later.
I'm Jerry P. Tuck, CEO of Radio Influence. I just wanted to take a quick moment to say thank you for downloading and subscribing to this podcast. There are a lot of people behind the scenes here at Radio Influence that work hard to keep you entertained day in and day out. If you'd like to get involved and advertise on this program, or you have some show ideas that you'd like to see us add to the Radio Influence family, please email us at contact@radioinfluence.com. We all have crazy schedules, so the fact that you took time out of your busy day to let us entertain you for a while means a lot. Without you, the listeners, we wouldn't exist, so thank you again for downloading and subscribing to this show. Don't forget to check out RadioInfluence.com to see what other shows we also have to offer. All of Radio Influence's programming can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.